find out exactly how to say goodbye to being poor and hello to being rich.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich show. Yes, do not adjust your calendars. It's Tuesday. Tuesday, we are launching now, two episodes a week. Tuesday will be my usual thoughts and feelings that I used to preamble before the interview started on a Thursday episode. Now, Thursday is going to be much more about the guest, much more about the interview. Tuesdays is where you find my journey, what I'm up to, what my thoughts are, what is it that's piqued my interest, where am I on my journey, what exciting things have I got down the track worth sharing about, and all that's in between. So Tuesday will mostly just be me, or might be someone in my very close network, so we can just come on, have a chat, and shoot the stuff to talk about. The sponsors of the show continue to be Selleramp SaaS. We are very grateful to have you on board. What I want to talk about on this is something that piqued my interest when I saw my good friend Hayden Davidson talk to Simon Squibb. Hayden had an off-chance meeting with Simon as Simon was doing his thing. Simon's the guy that walks around, usually London, sometimes on the South Coast, with a microphone that says, "What's your dream?" And then he helps you either for free or gives you money and gives you mentoring and tracks your journey in you living out what you've said to him is your dream. Fantastic. Utterly altruistic. Utterly inspiring. And Simon, quite rightly, has shot up in the fame numbers of all social media. And he is now a very, very big deal, as well as already being a millionaire through his entrepreneurial journey. Now, I've asked Simon to come on my podcast. Around about the time Rob Moore said yes. And completely understandably, Simon said no. I've got no problem with that, right? I've got no problem with that. He is levels and levels and levels. He would be doing me a massive favour and there would need to be skin in the game. I understand that. I'm not giving up on you. Simon, if you're listening to this, I'm not giving up on you, mate. Please, whenever you want, I'm here. I think my journey is something that you can get behind, but that's something else. Simon bumped into Hayden and they had a 20-minute chat for Hayden's new podcast, Make It Big. By the way, go out and check out Hayden's podcast, Make It Big. He's got some great guests. Now, Hayden said to Simon, "I am starting a podcast. I'm an entrepreneur. I made £100,000 in profit last year." And I was really, really interested in what Simon said back because it surprised me. Now, over on Simon's YouTube, there is a 3-hour video on how to start your business. And Simon lays out everything that he says you would ever need to start a business. If you haven't seen that, it is outstanding. It's amazing. And if anyone is an entrepreneur who hasn't looked at that, I implore you, go and look at that before you do anything else. It's unbelievable. But what Simon said to Hayden is when Hayden said he wants to start a podcast, Simon said, podcasts are overdone. Commercialization of podcasts is tough. Hayden replies, yeah, but there's still room for the best, right? And Simon agrees with that, but says no, because the costs are an absolute fortune to do it right and compete now properly. And I looked at that and thought, what? What? I'm here in my kitchen, competing, charting every single week. As of today, I'm number 40 in the charts. I've peaked at number 11. And I did that in less than a year and a half. It just staggered me. It just staggered me that I am truly doing the things that Simon purports to do, right? I'm the guy, I help people for free. This podcast is entirely free. I share my journey as someone who's only 2 years ahead of you, who worked full-time, who started with just £200 while being a dad of four and a family man, working as hard as he could in his spare time in the weekends and his days off, turning £200 into a 6-income stream e-commerce business, enabling my wife to leave her job, enabling me to leave my job, educating you as I went for free on the things I've noticed on my entrepreneurial journey, which included my mindset challenges, my physical challenges, the practicalities of sacrificing the time that I've given away, time that I've missed with my children, football matches that I've missed, time that I've missed with my family, me and my wife passing ships in the night, until we got to this place where we are now full-time entrepreneurs, spending every waking hour with each other, living the dream that we wanted to live. We're not there yet, but we're certainly closer. And through that message, I gained so many more income streams. 150,000 followers over the various platforms. I've launched two products, both of which were five-figure launches. And I did it all off the back of the value I was giving away for free. So now to hear that man say, nope, you need to throw money at a podcast to compete. Respectfully, I disagree entirely. And here I am showing you why I disagree. It just surprised me. The costs do not have to be a fortune. I started with my iPod, with my headphones, and a cantilever microphone. And I interviewed my business partner at the time. I then interviewed people that were in my community on Facebook for no money, one of which had developed a software in the Amazon space. And I said, you know what? You can be my sponsor, because it gave me kudos. For free. Didn't cost me any money whatsoever. And then people that were part of my Amazon mentoring program, I said to them, do you want to come on and be interviewed? So for the first 6 weeks or so, I just gained traction. And because I had this community that I built up through value for free without giving any money away, the following that I had built who were loyal to me, they listened to my podcast and it got the ball rolling. All of a sudden, I started charting and I promoted that. I put it all over my Instagram. I haven't laid out any money yet, not a penny. I'm sitting in my kitchen, rolling it out, promoting it. And the next thing you know, I'm getting more successful Amazon sellers in my community. Can I come on your show? Yes. There's names that I recognize. I reach out to them. Do you want to come on my show? And then what happened was with this podcast is that I got them one-to-one mentoring with people that were levels and levels and levels above me. Thomas Parkinson said it the best. When you network, what you do is you speak to successful people and you just get the answers. Ironically, Simon's interview with Hayden, he goes on to say that. I agree with 99% of what he says. It's just this little bit I respectfully disagree with. So as I kept on promoting it, and as more and more successful people came through, the snowball effect had kicked in. And then at certain points, I thought, you know what? No more interviews. You can hear from me for now. And we do an Ask Me Everything. The episodes of me alone that actually chart better than the interviews. So before you knew it, I became a personality on here. I had built this unbelievable network through the power of this podcast. And then sponsorship had come through. Now, really, really importantly, Simon had said it took him 2 years to figure out when he did do a podcast that he couldn't commercialize it. So he learned how to commercialize it. What I have gained in my podcast, even though I've only got one sponsor, the doors that this podcast has opened in terms of my network, and the business opportunities that have come out as a consequence of this are immeasurable. The income streams that I've got, the ones that I've got in place for 2025 that are bubbling up nicely, all through the strength of this podcast. Fascinating. Hayden said to Simon, yeah, there is room for the best of us in there. And that was Simon saying, why are you still trying when I'm telling you you don't necessarily have to do it because of the troubles that I've had? The theory, from an overview point of view, completely right. Completely right. If you've got a mentor saying, do this because I've learned from this, of course you're going to follow him. But here I am, not as successful as Simon, not in a million years. But here I am saying a podcast in the right ways, even without commercialization, has got benefits with no costs whatsoever to put you in a place far beyond your current status. And what he did say, Simon, is that not many podcasts make it past episode 3. And that's exactly right. And the mindset that he put in place is exactly right as well. You can put this thing in, you can put your heart and soul into it. Simon talks about putting costs in, but not even that. You can put the emotional baggage in, especially if you're nervous about putting yourself out there like this. And if no one's listening, it can really, really dishearten you. I know in my circle, four people that have started a podcast and knocked it on the head within 6 weeks. It is the persistence that keeps you building. Fascinating, though. Because Simon went on to say, look, you're better off, he said this to Hayden, you're better off going out and giving people money in the streets. The money that you're saving in not doing the podcast is money you could give people into the streets and track their journeys, which is exactly what Simon does. And he says that himself. But then he also says is that he launched a podcast last week. And it's a kind of indicative of a lot of people in these higher positions that give advice, and they do it from the goodness of their heart. So I'm not insulting anybody when I say this, but it's certainly not my intent. But the advice can be confusing. Don't do a podcast because I don't think they're worth it. Oh, by the way, I've just done a podcast. Don't give away your value for free because there's no longevity in it, even though he's built his platform giving away advice for free. And I see it from time to time. There are an awful lot of people that I look up to on TikTok. But if I look at one post, it will say one thing. And if I look at another post, it could potentially say another. And there's a lot, isn't there? There's a lot of people that tell you exactly what not to do. Don't make 10 grand this way. Don't sell a course. Don't do that. Don't do that. And you're sitting there thinking, well, how on earth am I meant to do it then? Because you're watching these people who have achieved the things that you're aspiring to dream to, and you're trying to find out what things they did, but all they're telling you is what not to do. So one of the things that I wanted to do was put practical steps in place. Look, I started with Amazon FBA and I networked, and this is how I network, and this is the podcast, and this is why I do the podcast. Yeah, I'm doing a YouTube because YouTube pays you if you get your account up and running. I'm doing a Facebook group so I can give away value for free, but at the same point, that's a community that I know I can launch products in because I've got a base of customers there that's in line with my target audience. These are all strategic business decisions, and I've told you about them as I've gone. So there are no nasty surprises or covert business methods or sales funnels. It just blows my mind that a lot of the advice out there is so vague, it's hard to conceptualize any of it. And when you see somebody like Simon, who I have followed and taken his advice as much as I possibly can, when I see him say, don't start a podcast because it costs too much and you won't be able to compete. And I'm thinking, I've paid nothing and here I am competing. So here's me telling you, yes, you can. Yes, you can compete. No, you don't have to spend money because there are only 250,000 podcasts in the world. It's tiny and the reach is insane. So much so, I'm doing two episodes a week now rather than one. And it still costs me nothing and I still earn very little. And the commercialization is a secondary factor when it comes to my objectives on this podcast. My first objective is to give value for free, boost my profile, get me into the room with people that I shouldn't be in the room with at my level, learn from them, coach from them, build opportunities from them, leverage relationships with them, and all the while helping everybody else that listens. Everybody wins. I keep saying it. The rising tide raises all ships. Let's raise that freaking tide and let's all win. That'll do. I'll see you next week. Do all the things that I'm asking you to do. Subscribe, follow, comment, like, tell your friends, tell their friends, have a drink, do whatever you want to do. Take care. See you later. Ta-da.
Just a little reminder that this podcast is for information and entertainment purposes only. It cannot and does not constitute any form of financial advice. We know things are tough for a lot of people right now, so if you need assistance organising your money, please seek the help of a qualified financial advisor.